affected him somehow.
I'm so mad when I had to.
Okay, all right, it is 2:30, so we will get going with the April 4th Water Supply and Resources Committee. First, we have a call to order, done. Two, approval of the minutes from the February 28th, 2022 meeting.
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Up next, we have public comments. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to make a comment? Once, twice, done. All right. Up next, we have review and possible action with regard to the MOU with Mount Pleasant Waterworks. Mr. DeMar?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Good afternoon again. Happy to discuss and review with you and ask for your positive recommendation. The new proposed 1% agreement with Mount Pleasant Waterworks. Alan and I have been working together on this for some time. He's a tough negotiator, but it locks in for us 1% for the next 5 years. It has several other things. I'm happy to walk through the agreement with you. But overall, I think it's a fair document for both organizations and something that also clarifies a few points. I think it makes it a little bit easier on the administrative side for how we work through some issues regarding vegetation, setbacks, and buffers and things like that, too. So how would you like to proceed, sir?
Okay. Do you might have any questions for me?
Yes, sir. In this document, I would like to see something which requires the town have the opportunity to review and to suggest how the new park is developed where the water tower was taken down, to make sure that we get at that location what we think we're going to get, and to have it in the contract so that we have some review and or say in how it is developed. And I would make that in the form of a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, so I guess I'm a little bit unclear. So is your motion to approve the MOU with that amendment, or?
Well, I think the MOU is in great shape. I'd just like to make sure that the town has a say in that park and to confirm that we are working together on what that park's going to look like, etc. So that's where I'm coming from.
So I know Mr. Klum has that as part of the next agenda item, the on project updates. I mean, would it be appropriate for him to kind of go over some of that now, or?
I know the matter's important. I would respectfully request that that item remain separate from this understanding that we've negotiated. It adds a new element into the negotiation. Great. That I have not had the opportunity to discuss with Mr. Klum, and I frankly, I'd be concerned that in some way it would jeopardize other provisions that have been agreed upon.
Correct.
All right, I'll wait, but it's not something new, because I raised the question when we were discussing the removal of the tank. So I'm happy to discuss it in the next item.
Thank you. Okay.
And I'll remove my motion.
I'll remove my second.
Okay, perfect. I do have one comment on the MOU. Is there a reason why we're not including in some sort of automatic renewal?
The document that was sent to you was sent to you several days ago. Since then, Mr. Klum has contacted me about that possibility.
Okay.
And we intend, as this goes forward, to include that automatic renewal for your consideration at council.
Excellent.
And once we have all the documents together on the proper letterhead and everything, it'll go to council, and I would mention that to you, that that's included.
Okay, excellent. Okay, do we have a motion to send this to full council for approval?
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on it? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries 3-0. Up next, I will turn it over to you, Mr. Klum, for item number five, Mount Pleasant Waterworks Project Updates.
Thank you, Chairman Rambo and Council. I appreciate being here today. Hang on a second. Why is that going backwards? Can you advance that slide, Jake? Mine's going backwards.
You got help coming.
Yeah, see what you got. There you go. That's perfect. Yeah, thank you. Now, do you think it'll advance? There we go. All right, here's a summary of what we'll be talking about today. It's the capital project update. I do want to acknowledge Mr. Brian Brooks with me today from our engineering department. He will handle all things technical if we get deep. We're going to talk about the Old Village Plant Green Space Review. Mr. Chapman, I know that is very close, near and dear to your heart. Originally, we did discuss this space as a park, and I know that word was used. To me, park, this space isn't large enough. I would call it a green space enhancement, which is what we've done. We may be splitting hairs over the terminology between park and green space. You will see an image that you have seen before that really outlines that space and what we're talking about and how we intend to use that space. We're going to talk a minute about spring and summer irrigation use. It is that time of the year. And we will also bring you what I'm very excited about. It's a new logo for our elevated tank. We have one remaining tank, as you're aware of. These tanks are very sensitive, and we want to make sure we have your approval and nod on the logo. So capital projects update real briefly. We'll talk about our CMOM rehab. We have completed approximately $8.7 million in CMOM. Really, that is a collection system upgrades. Highway 41 system improvements. Also, that's in preparation for the new road, but not only the road, but it's also expansion of our system in that area. So we made sure that while we expanded that it would not conflict with any road changes. Pump station rehab projects, spent approximately $5.4 million in pump station rehab. And Snow and Sewer Extension Phase 2 we have completed at a cost of $2.9 million. Our largest project to date, you can see on the right of the slide, at $76 million. But that's the biggest project Mount Pleasant Waterworks has ever embarked on, and that's an upgrade to our Rifle Range Road Treatment Plant, moving forward to be called the Henry Clay Duffy Water Resource Facility. So all of those projects have been completed, and those are on our Environmental Protection Project list. On the water quality side, RO plant disinfection, we have moved to sodium hypochlorite, which is bleach for our disinfection. It is a much more economical product and really was a great chance for us to beat the chlorine market. Gas chlorine market with the supply chain crisis has really been fluctuating. We were ahead of that, and it's really helped stabilize our cost. $3.8 million investment. Deep Well 2 replacement at $5 million and Deep Well 5 replacement at $8 million. Both of these projects really ensure water quantity moving forward. Both of those should be online late May. These projects are very important to us, as you can imagine. April may be in our highest water demand months, so it's very important that we get these online as soon as we can. And the Ben Sawyer, what I refer to as POD3, $5 million investment. And that is our third connection to Charleston Water so that we can wholesale purchase surface water from that point. 2.25 million gallons a day capacity.
Can I ask a question about that project?
Absolutely.
How close are you to finishing that work and being able to get rid of the barrels?
At the Ben Sawyer Waterway?
Yes.
I will defer that question to Brian related to the barrels. That project is complete and in operation. So if there are some barrels remaining out there, that may be road work related, Brian.
Yeah, the development across the road from us is responsible for that. That's that Atlantic Beach House. Yeah, that's on the opposite side of the road. But there, as far as what's on the multi-use path that parallels the road, has nothing to do with our project. Our contractor is currently doing punch list items to finish that thing out, but they're minor. We've already walked it with the Department of Transportation and received their approval on road work and impacts to any asphalt out there.
Okay, thank you very much. I thought you were probably finished.
I thought we were completed with that portion too, Mr. Chapman. It's a great question. We're pulling about a quarter million to a half million gallons a day through that pipe now, so it is functional and operational.
Okay, thank you.
So Beryl's not related to MPW.
Just to another project.
This is the old village plant green space, so RO1, which you are very familiar with. You can see the existing buildings. The idea is to move that fence line back to create green space and a spot for residents around that old pump house, as well as to move the street back where it really does encroach on the sidewalk and make that a little bit nicer area to walk through. It's a high traffic area. So that's the space that's available, whether we call it a park or a green space. You know, obviously that plant is very important to our operations. So that space is limited, and we feel like this is a great upgrade to the site and really will benefit the residents.
Can you explain it a little bit, please? I mean, I see the sign or the narrative that says new green space available, but I'm not sure I understand where that is.
Okay,
one of the arrows points to brown space.
You know, that top arrow, Mr. Chapman, really points to where the old elevated tank was, just for reference. So that space, that the large space where the top arrow is pointing, is where the tank stood. And so just recently, by mid-March, one thing I have learned about relationships with cellular equipment is it takes a while to move their material once we've made that choice. They are finally off-site, so you will begin to see some things moving. We have an RFP out for fence line material. Conceptually, that fence line would have potentially educational material on it in that space. And again, it would be set back off of the street to really just open that area up. Concrete will be demoed. Grass will be planted. Should be a nice space. That's a historic pump building that sits there. And that building will remain.
Okay, thank you.
Wanted to talk a minute about spring and summer irrigation uses. Our highest demand months being April and May. Peak usage for any water utility is very expensive to be able to handle your peaks, your peak volumes. April, May, we really see a large increase in water usage, followed by, as you would expect, May, June increases in bills. So there is a lag there between when the water is used and when the customer receives it. We've really helped to shorten that lag with our Water Smart. So there's, you know, our customers have the chance to know what they used yesterday. So you can really monitor that and decrease that lag time. It's really great technology that we offer. Very important, though, that you understand our tier structure and why it's structured that way. Most oftentimes, if you're going to be confused by your MPW bill, it's going to be that tier structure component of it. That tier structure is very intentional. It's a conservation effort, again, because those peak hour usages are very expensive for the water utility. So it is designed purposely so that the reduction in volume is felt in the pocketbook. Most of our customers, 50% of our customers, use 3,000 gallons or less per month. About 95% of our customers use 8,000 gallons or less. So the bulk of our customers stay within that Tier 1 charge. If you do push past that Tier 1 charge, if you happen to be in that 5% that uses around 8,000 and you irrigate heavily, your water rate will double for Tier 2. So it's a Tier 2 charge that impacts both water and wastewater rates. So it really can escalate your bill when you hit Tier 2. And if you hit Tier 3, then that's an additional charge on top of it and Tier 4. Again, we're talking about 5% of our users that are residential water users. So it is a small fraction, but it can be shocking if you don't understand it. This is the time, April and May, when we will see those high usages if we see them. To date, we haven't seen that. So it's been a very moderate increase this spring. So we are in an incipient drought by South Carolina DNR standards. So we will wait and see. But wanted to bring this up to you knowing that this could be a topic. Any questions related to rates? Good. All right, this is the part that I'm probably most excited to show you today. This is the logo of the new tank at RO2, 7th Avenue right here outside of the Ravenel. The front of that logo, currently it is in block letters. It has Mount Pleasant with an oak tree to the left of it. I think it's actually bracketed by oak trees on both sides, and you can see it from the bridge. Our commission has approved the use of the town logo facing the Ravenel Bridge, so as you enter the town, you will see the new logo. And then on the back side of that, facing Mathis Ferry, it will be our clean water logo on the back side. So we wanted to make you aware of this. Hopefully you concur with the use of that logo there. Pretty excited about it. I think it's a great way to enter the town, and really is a good look.
Yeah. And Mr. Coleman, if you can remind me, what is the timeline on that to where we would get to the point where we would see the new logos potentially up?
Soon. I drove by Saturday. They were putting up different anchor points for the curtain that will go up. So very soon you will see curtains around there as they begin to sandblast and remove the old material. Jake, I would expect by May they will be doing final coats on it. It's going to go fast. So I would think late May, early June, we'll be seeing logos on there.
Cool.
Looks good.
Yeah. That's any great question? I'm seeing heads nod. That's good.
Yep. So does anybody have any other questions or anything?
I can't remember what's there now.
The block, there was the block Mount Pleasant with the oak tree.
It's a block, it is block lettering that says Mount Pleasant, and it has a oak tree drawn to the left. So
it's a big improvement.
Yeah, it's not as pretty as this.
It's not as pretty as this.
Feel better about losing the old one.
What amazed me is when we pulled all the cellular gear off of that tower, just that improvement alone really cleaned up the skyline. So I don't know if you noticed it or not, but it's a big difference. All right, great. Thank you. That concludes my report.
All right.
Thank you.
Quick thing. I'll just follow up on the green space. Just to remind us, so that is sort of a gift to the town, not a gift, but it's still going to be owned by MPW, but it's a generous thing for MPW to do, to move the fence line and provide more green space for the public. And I do have one quick question about town approvals, Eric, that something like that, I mean, they wouldn't need to be going through the planning department for any sort of approvals or anything to simply move that fence line and create a green space, would they?
I can't imagine. The only thing that pops into my head just sitting here is making sure it doesn't interfere with the sight line of vehicles, which happens from time to time. We see it on Rifle Range Road a lot. Cars ever, well, but I don't even know if that even matters there. So, but you can rest assured, whatever it is, Alan and I, our staffs, will talk about it, and we'll be as cooperative as possible.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I just wanted, as a reminder for all of us, I mean, Alan and Mount Pleasant Waterworks is governed by their own elected board who decides what they do and do not do with their property. I feel like any further questions on that park or whatever should probably be better directed towards Mr. Klum or maybe a Mount Pleasant Waterworks commissioner. All right. With that, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.